This interview podcast was recorded at the Coalition for Networked Information Fall 2011 meeting. I'm Jerry Bain for EDUCAUSE. EDUCAUSE podcasts are sponsored by Moran Technology Consulting, providing management and IT consulting services to higher education institutions around the world. MoranTechnology.com. The name ambiguity problem and attribution of scholarship is one that can only be solved collaboratively when all stakeholders agree on a standard identification scheme. The ORCID initiative, or Open Research and Contributor ID, was launched in 2010 to address this problem by bringing together universities, publishers, and funding bodies to create a global open registry of unique persistent identifiers for individual researchers and a transparent linking mechanism between ORCID and other author identifier schemes. I spoke with Jeff Bilder, Interim Technical Director for ORCID, to get an update on their progress.
Can you explain the ORCID initiative?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the easiest thing is to do the useless thing, which is quote the website, which says that we're trying to solve the name ambiguity problem in scholarly communication. Lots of people have tried it, and it hasn't succeeded, or they haven't succeeded. Independently, the people who are participating in ORCID have concluded that for any system to work, it can't be geographically or nationally constrained, it can't be discipline constrained, and it can't be institutionally or organizationally constrained. And they feel that up until now, the fact that existing systems haven't become ubiquitous has been down to one of those constraints. And so the ORCID effort is trying to create a system that actually manages to bring different people from each of those sort of areas, geographic, discipline, organizational, together to create a system that transcends those and reflects what research really is.
It seems like this kind of initiative would need buy-in from a wide variety of organizations and institutions. How do you go about getting everyone on the same page?
The short answer from my perspective personally is I don't. I'm the techie, and like most techies, I have the political noose of a water buffalo. But that is precisely the problem, and that particular issue is dealt with at the board level. It's sort of baked into the organization that the organization is run by a representative group of stakeholders. So if you look at the board composition, we have institutions, we have researchers, we have funding agencies, we have publishers. The majority of the board members work for nonprofits, and they really are sort of accountable to their own constituencies.
In what ways will ORCID enhance the research discovery process and streamline the grant process?
Well, we hope it will enhance the discovery process just by making it more accurate. I mean, the big problem that we have with name collisions in the Western world, we do the, you know, John Smith is a very common name, but this problem's actually far, far greater when we're dealing with the burgeoning publishing activity that's occurring in Asia. So just being able to disambiguate the multiple authors who might work at one institution on similar projects and collaborate with similar people and have identical names, that alone will help a tremendous amount in improving the accuracy of knowledge discovery. Streamlining is an interesting question because, of course, this sort of gets to the bottom line, right? You know, when you're going to grant funding agencies, when you're going to institutions, when you're going to publishers, they say, okay, well, this is great, but, you know, how's it going to cut my costs, or how is it going to make life easier for, if not me, then at least the researchers? And I think that it will aid researchers tremendously. They have to go through an unbelievable amount of, I won't use the retronym paperwork, because it's, I guess it's online form work these days, but they have to fill out an awful lot of forms, and they have to repeat an awful lot of information, whether it's that they're applying for a grant, or whether it's they're reporting for a grant, or submitting an article, or trying to gather information for their research assessment exercises at their institution. They have to go and collect and collate and deal with the exact same information. So the idea behind ORCID is that if you have, you know, at least a core section of this information, not all of it, but a core chunk of it in one place attached to your ORCID, then that information can in fact be pointed at by all of these different forms, and they can pull it in and deal with it, and you don't have to fill out these forms again. So that's a huge benefit, we hope, to researchers. And we think this is very important. I mean, you know, one of the things we're very conscious of is we don't want to simply increase increase the amount of work for researchers again. You know, they've got enough to do. So if this doesn't actually help them submit grants faster, submit articles faster, go through their research assessment process faster, it's not going to take off. So we're very focused on helping, making sure that it does help researchers.
Could you tell us a little bit about the phase one system launch scheduled for early 2012?
Phase one is an effort to create the basis of the ORCID system, something that we can launch, but it will be focused on self-asserted claims. That is, a researcher will be claiming a profile, will be managing it themselves, or they can delegate management of it to somebody else. They will, we hope, have that profile seeded for them by their institution, so they don't have to fill out that information to begin with. But if they don't have that information seeded by the institution, there will be a variety of other ways in which they can import information from existing identifier systems or from other systems. And that self-asserted system is what we define as phase one. After that, we know that we need to be able to provide the facility for third parties to make assertions about researchers, whether it's a grant funding agency saying, yes, they got this grant, or a publisher saying, yes, they published this article, or an institution saying, yes, they're employed with us. And in that situation, as I said earlier, you might have many, many people making the same assertions about an individual researcher. You might have them making conflicting assertions about the researcher. And so the phase two of the project will deal with the complexities of having multiple parties making assertions about the researcher. But phase one is fairly straightforward, and we are aiming to have the code just about completed for phase one in March of 2012. And that's the project that I'm leading up at the moment with a technical team based in the UK where I'm based.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about ORCID?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, when we go out and do our sort of talking about ORCID, we do emphasize a lot of the sort of immediate tangible benefits that people are going to get. So it's going to let you submit articles and not have to fill out forms as much. It's going to let institutions do their assessments more easily. And these are all very important. But the thing that I think really excites me sort of in the long term about ORCID is its potential for expanding the way in which we actually assess what it takes in order to do scholarly research. That is, if we actually are able to accurately measure the contributions of researchers, whether it's papers or whether they're curating data sets or whether they're writing software to analyze data sets, if we can capture that full range of activities that goes on in the research process, I think that we're going to have a far better view of what's involved in research. And if we have a sort of a more holistic, comprehensive view of what it takes to do research, I think that we will probably be able to build better tools for assessing researcher effectiveness and for rewarding researchers for doing things that currently they're not rewarded for doing. So, for instance, things like curating data, writing software for systems, stuff like that, which at the moment we feel is probably everybody in the ecosystem feels is underrepresented when a researcher is assessed.
Jeff Bilder is Interim Technical Director for ORCID. EDUCAUSE podcasts are sponsored by Moran Technology Consulting. I'm Jerry Bain for EDUCAUSE. Thanks for listening.